Hey guys, it's Abby, your friendly neighborhood conspiracy theorist. I have a question for you. What are you passionate about? And have you ever thought about making a podcast around your passion? Well, let me tell you about Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. I love Anchor because they automatically distribute my podcast to so many different platforms that I would never have been able to do on my own. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Hey, podcast people. What's up? Welcome back to 5 Minute Conspiracies, the show where I aim to share with you a new conspiracy every week in 5 minutes or less. I'm Abby, your friendly neighborhood conspiracy theorist, and this week we're going to be talking about the idea that aliens have been abducting cows, and we are going to ask the question, do aliens eat beef? But before we begin, I just want to thank everyone who's listening. As always, you can listen on the Anchor app and call into our show with your theories or comments. I always ask for your favorite conspiracy theory or for one that comes from your hometown. I really love to explore theories that I've never heard before. Now, you can find out how to get a hold of me through the 5 Minute Conspiracy website. There you'll find my contact info. When I record an after show, it'll show up there on our podcast page, and that all is exclusively on our website. Now, links to our social media pages are on there as well. I'm on Twitter and Facebook. You can find the website at www.5minuteconspiracies.com, spelled just like our podcast title. All right, so before we begin, this is our 20th episode. How exciting! And I just want to thank you guys all who have been listening since the beginning, or all of those who have gone back to the beginning and listened through till now. I'm super excited, and thank you for coming on this journey with me. So before we jump into the theories, if you don't know, so the show being so short, 5 minutes, I try to keep it at 5 minutes. Those big, broad conspiracy topics like aliens, Bigfoot, I mean, there's a lot of those big conspiracies. I try to break them down into bite-sized pieces just so that it's not overwhelming. B, you can't talk about everything to do with aliens in 5 minutes. Like, absolutely not. So I try to pick really select theories and snippets of these big, broad topics. So this week we're going to focus on the idea that aliens are abducting cows because it's one of my favorite things. I think it's hilarious for some reason. And so I know there's a lot of different ideas as to what has happened to these cows, why they look the way they look, why they're mutilated, all that. And yes, there's so many theories as to things outside of aliens, but we're just going to focus on aliens this time. Cause yes, you can say that these, you know, very precise laser looking cuts in cows could be due to aliens, or you could say it's due to a number of things. It could just be some sicko kid. Like, I don't know, but we're just going to focus on why aliens would be abducting cows if you believe in aliens, of course. So back in the 1970s, there was quite a large, a big uprising because of cows being mutilated. And that's kind of where aliens abducting cows kind of started. There would be pieces of cows missing, their intestines. I mean, it's gross. You could look that up. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but so that's kind of where it starts. Now, in more recent days, there's a few cases where people say that they saw aliens taking cows, or saw what they thought was an alien, and then later a cow came up dead. A couple incidents, like 2009, a rancher named Mike Duran in Colorado said that he saw strange lights and then found one of his cows dead. Or Derek Bridges of England said that he thought he saw a buffalo being beamed up into a spacecraft. But it's weird because no farms nearby said their livestock was missing. I don't know. Could it be like human abductions where they take them, they do whatever, and they bring them back? I don't know. But there's also reports that farmers say that if a cow isn't available, that they'll take sheep. So, okay. Enough of the intro. Let's get into the theories. Right? Yeah? Maybe. Okay, 5 minutes starts now. So we're trying something new with this. I have not written down a script. We're just going to go off the top of my head. So bear with me if something doesn't make sense. All right. So like I said, the 1970s cow mutilations were happening, and some people blamed it on aliens. And I find this so funny, the thought of a cow being pulled up into a ship. I don't know. I feel bad though, because they're cows and I like absolutely love cows. So one of the big things that I found that I actually had not heard before, there's a group that calls them Cosmo Cows. And I don't know if the group also calls themselves Cosmo Cows, but they say cows are actually called Cosmo Cows. And they have a couple different things. They say that cows actually aren't from Earth. They're from the moon, or some other people say that they're from other places, and that's why aliens are attracted to them, because they're not actually from Earth. So this Cosmo Cows group, they have their own website and stuff. They say they're space travelers, that they have affinity for our moon, that when they're mooing, they're actually trying to say moon, but they can't pronounce the N. So that they're, as they put it, they're longing for the moon. We have that nursery rhyme about the cow jumping over the moon. They say the moon's made of cheese. They have a lot of different theories. It's interesting. Look up Cosmo Cows. It's all one word. It's different. There's also the California Milk Processing Board also interviews farmers about aliens abducting their cows. So that's interesting. I haven't looked too much into that, but that's a thing. Okay, there's a lot of cow abduction video games. I don't know, it's just this pop culture idea. It's kind of everywhere. It's super weird. But, okay, so aside from that, why would they be abducting cows? Now, I saw this interesting image. I can't remember where I found it. Go figure. But it's a map. Oh, I know. It's from Mental Floss, one of their articles, which has a great article about extraterrestrials and cows. If you look at their map of the population, a lot of the human population is on the coast. There's some in the middle, but they're mostly spread out on the coast. But if you look at a map of where cattle and cows are distributed across the U.S., they're pretty evenly. I mean, there's a lot in the Midwest, but they're pretty evenly distributed, more so than humans. And while there are more humans, it's probably easier for an alien ship to come across a cow because, you know, they hang out outside all hours of the night and they're, you know, they're everywhere. Whereas humans, we like to be inside a lot, especially these days. So they're probably, because they would want to study Earth. And I think if aliens are abducting cows, this is kind of the theory I would go with, is because they're studying Earth, they're studying the creatures here, they're studying us, any life form that seems to have some sort of intelligence. So cows must be an easy pick. I mean, they don't move terribly fast most of the time. So that, I don't know, that was my thought. And so because cows are so readily available, that's probably one reason why they abduct them so much. But I don't know. I don't think that they are mutilating cows and putting them back. Just like humans, you don't hear of alien abduction stories of humans being abducted and then coming back like mutilated, generally. I think that the mutilation was happening either by some sick human being, or one idea out there was that people these days don't spend as much time with their livestock. They come and check on them every now and then, but they're not living out there with them like back in the day. So if a cow gets hurt and it dies, it's going to be sitting for a while and it's going to get soft, you know, as you decompose and all that. And, you know, what looks like mutilation could actually just be a result of what naturally happens to a cow once it dies. But, like I said, I think if aliens are studying cows for whatever reason, I don't think they're harming them. And I think it's literally just to study our planet and see what's going on here. Could it happen? I guess. I don't know. Do you want to go to another planet's planet and check out their livestock? I mean, you might. Maybe they like milk. I don't know. Maybe that's the only planet that has that kind of milk. I don't know. It's hard to say. But anyway, those are a couple of alien cow abduction theories. And hey, I don't know, maybe they do like beef, but that's what I've got for you today. I'm gonna attempt to record an after show, but it probably won't be up in time for this to go live. So just stay tuned for that. I'll tweet it out once it goes live. If you don't follow us, we are on Twitter. I'll have to look it up because I had to spell it funny because someone took my name on Twitter. Oh, no, it was too long. I think it's the number 5 and then MINCONSP on Twitter. We have no followers, so come follow me there so I'm not just talking to myself. And you're going to see updates about the show there first, and that's probably one of the easiest ways to get a hold of me. So again, follow me on Twitter, the number 5, MINCONSP. And again, you can see all the updates. That's the easiest way for us to communicate. And again, thank you so much, you guys, for listening. My name is Abby. I'm human, not reptilian. And I will see you next week for our next episode of 5-Minute Conspiracies. Bye, guys. Oh, and happy Father's Day.